With all the Raising Cane's chicken finger options, it was an impossible decision.
How about a box combo? Good.
No, I want a Caniac combo with extra cane sauce, no slaw, two extra toasts, and a half sweet tea half lemonade.
Celebrate the holidays with Raising Cane's chicken fingers. One love.
I'm not on drugs. I'm not drunk.
His early break. Weekday mornings from 6 to 8 on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Are you looking for a new way to put your skills to work?
I am.
For new options in the fintech industry.
Finance.
At Currency, a Sand Hills global company. They have full-time spots in financial sales, compliance, operations, and other fields. Also, 4.5-day work week, attractive benefits package, and opportunities for advancement. Visit gocurrency.com/careers to learn more today.
Thank you, Carson.
Carson
Appreciate
Schott.
Everything you've Carson done there.
Schott. A.K.A. Yes. Carson Schottenheimer.
Carson Schottenheimer.
Yes.
Yes. Thank you.
Are we ready for Bill's Thrills?
Yes, we can do those.
Okay, let's fire it up. Bill's Thrills here on a Thursday.
Some call him the most interesting man in the world.
That is setting up the morel mushroom bonanza.
Okay. Yeah,
is it going to be a bonanza?
Right? Mushrooms grow better with thunder and lightning.
Others call him Coach, but to everyone else, he's Bill.
I want to get one of those military ab stimulators for us to wear during the show. Have you seen? I sent it to you today.
It's time for Bill's Thrills on Early Break.
Yes, as always, Bill's Thrills sponsored by our friends at Dinert Contracting.
Randy!
The king of remodels for your kitchen, bathroom, whole house, and more. Please call or text Randy at 402-417-5204. Dinert Contracting.
Randy's the anti... Is it antifreeze? Antifreeze of construction.
And in what regard?
I mean, he's still out there today. This does not faze him. What was it, 1 degree, 2 degrees?
It's
on what'd your app say?
Should I check the app again?
Yeah, check the app. Just to make sure you got there. Steve, give it to us.
What's my app say? 2 degrees.
The app is up to 3.
Up to 3. Now. Doesn't bother the antifreeze, Randy. He's out there. He doesn't, nothing fazes him.
Because it's not that bad.
No, it's not that bad. There's not much wind.
No.
It's -1 wind. So we're
in a warm 3.
The best part that Jake says it's 2 degrees and it feels like 2 degrees.
Usually the wind chill is way different. Yeah,
Randy's out there, though.
Randy's out there. Doesn't affect him. Press
attacking
on.
The morning.
His verbiage is press on.
How about those dudes, though, that are working through this? I saw on Thanksgiving, real quick. I'm not hijacking Pilsners real quick. On Thanksgiving, a bunch of dudes roofing over on Vine, off Vine and 40th. Roofing. On Thanksgiving.
I was walking Sugar. I think it was Thanksgiving. I heard a thump, 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 thump. There are people up on the roof. Then I went over and talked to the guys. There were some guys working across the street from
Did
us.
Did you?
Yeah, me and Laura, we took them cookies on Thanksgiving. And I'm like, what are you guys doing working? So I took them some cookies, this big box of cookies we took over to them.
Nice.
And there's like, the weather's turning, so we can't take time off. Right? It's Thanksgiving Day, and they're going at it. Thanksgiving Day was a beautiful day. They were right,
Nice.
And the snow started about what? Friday during the game. And all of a sudden, because they can't work in this weather, they were doing outside rock work and stuff, so it was like, can't do it.
Dude.
So, incredible like that. What's today, Jake?
Today is, I think, Cool Parenting Tips Thursday,
it is,
Bill.
Jake, it is. That's what we're dealing with today. Yes. Things to help your kids with. When it comes to food preparation, have your separation. When it comes to food preparation, have your separation. Have your signature item that you prepare. Have your go-to item that this is what I am. I don't need 9 things. It's one thing. One thing that's like, what do you do? Teach your kids that, have a plan with that. So last Saturday, my life changed. My life there's been a lot of monumental moments in my life, and stuff. Last Saturday, it might have changed the most because there was a Friendsgiving that my daughter attended, Gigi, with her boyfriend, Keaton, and the Springers, and they were over at the Arts family, at that Marcia and Tim Arts. And then so I sent Tupperware with them. So when Gigi left to go to the Friendsgiving, I sent Tupperware with them to retrieve food back from the event. Like that. For my personal gain.
Just to sample.
For my personal gain. So,
the cuisine.
Yeah, so I handed that over. And then, matter of fact.
I'm not sure where this was going.
Matter of fact, they filled them up, and then they texted me and said, hey, they're all full. So I drove over and picked them up And Keaton brought them out to the car, and I brought them back.
So you bring more Tupperware.
More Tupperware. So I went. They sent too. Five back with me. I only sent three over. So I bonus two Tupperware. Good. So it was incredible. But here's the deal about this. Here's where my life changed. Martial arts made, I'd call it a creamy cheesecake dessert.
Okay,
cool. That was, that I've never had anything that changed my life more
creamy
than that.
Creamy
and then here's the thing about it, too. I could have ate four tubs of it. It was the most incredible food
need to control
I've
yourself.
Ever had. And it had the golden triangle of words, the three words that mean the most to you. Sometimes I think that's, I love you. It's not. The three words that matter the most are graham, cracker, crust. When you have an incredible graham, cracker, crust, and that's what this had, the three words that will change your life forever. And this dessert was so good. And right, I'm thinking, I go, Marsha Arts has her moment. This is her deal. When she makes it, and every one of us were like going, I can't get enough of this. Gigi's like, I could have ate a tub. It was the most.
That good.
It was that good. I've never had anything as a dessert.
That's the power good right there.
In my life.
Was
that's
it
power.
Like, what was it?
It was kind of a, it's funny because it had like almost a banana-y taste to it, okay. But there wasn't a banana. So I likened it to like a vanilla banana, what do you call it? Like coconut cream pie type of thing, but with a graham cracker crust.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
And it was like, I was actually,
yellow.
Here's what I'm happy about was that she didn't send over four Tupperwares of it. I would have plowed through the whole and just would have been, I mean, like just passed out. It's how good it was. But I'm telling you right now, mine is wings. I do wings, and it takes me about they're 4 hours. Wow. It takes me 4 hours to do them, and they're incredible. And they're done with maple maple syrup and different plans I have with them. But that's my one meal. So that, to you kids, be a martial arts.
Have something.
Be a martial arts.
I don't have anything.
That one thing.
I don't really either.
And that one thing, when it changes your life like that, there's nothing in my life now that if someone said, what's the one thing you would want? I'd say, can someone get to the Arts House and somehow get that dessert over to me? That's what I would want.
My mom has the cookies I've mentioned. I was going to bring in some for you guys, but my concern was you just bite it and say, they're good, but not that good.
Then, it's the sugar cookie.
Yeah.
The frosted.
Yeah. My mom's cookies, I've never even ate anything even close to them. I mean, they're ridiculous. So what
Jake,
about
what,
your mama?
Yeah, what do you have?
What about
my
your mom
made great cookies also. I told you Texas brownies.
Need a little bit more than that, Jake.
Texas brownies.
Oh, yeah, those okay. Texas brownies.
Texas sheet cake.
She's very good at
what
Texas.
What were those things she brought in?
Those are called some sort of...
They're oatmeal with them. They were really good. What are those
I don't know the
called?
Name of she has.
Everyone called. Knows what they are. They have oatmeal in them.
God,
they're a brownie.
It's not, really, it's not a brownie, but it's almost like a...
S'more.
It's not a s'more either. I don't know what she calls those. She just calls them her famous bars, basically.
Yeah. Those are famous.
They're very good.
Famous. Yeah, see, that's what things, Bill's talking about.
You have to have your go-to
thing, for sure.
Thing. And now, do you have that? Anything from the text line, Jake?
Well, I do have one from Layton up. Not Layton?
Layton.
Different Layton.
Oh, okay.
Different Layton, not House Manager. He says, let me get this straight. Bill's daughter went to a Friendsgiving, and Bill sent Tupperware with her to bring him back food.
Yes.
Who does that? LOL.
100% did.
I am sort of amazed by that.
100% sent that over.
I don't think it's inappropriate.
With a response from Justin, who says, that sounds exactly like something Bill would do, and that's why we love him so much. He does things like this.
I walked him out to the, so they picked up Gigi, the Springers did, and they picked her up, and I walked my Tupperware out to him to make sure it was secured, that it was going to get inside the house. And they actually then texted and said, hey, we've already filled them up if you want to come pick them up, because they're in the same neighborhood. So I just got in the car. I said, I'll be right over. And Keaton carried out five Tupperwares filled up, and me and Laura went to town.
There's always an extra amount of food.
Yeah, that's right. So, yeah.
There is.
And also, isn't it a little bit of like praise and that someone goes, they like our food so much that
they're
would
sending over Tupperware.
They would send over some Tupperware. Yeah. I think it's lovely.
I would say my mom also has this famous caramel puff corn. You can't stop. You cannot stop eating. It is like crack. I'm there's got to be drugs in it.
I've never done crack.
Well,
but
I haven't.
Let's say.
I haven't either. I have to assume this is what it would feel like.
Yeah. I love people say all the time, oh, it's just like being, it's like crack. I'm like, I don't know. Have you guys all
done
crack?
Caramel puff corn.
Am I aware of that?
Hey, anyway.
If I bring it in, you guys won't stop eating.
So your mom has a couple.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Yeah.
If anybody knows the arts and if they've ever had that, but.
Bill has wings. Me and Jake have nothing.
You have nothing.
Yeah. Nothing.
Jake's
my mom has things. But Someone says the real parenting tip here apparently was to send Tupperware to kids Friendsgiving.
Yeah, that's another one too. It really is. Yeah.
Hey guys, Jake Sorensen. The holidays are almost here. And if you still have names on your list, don't panic. Uncommon Goods makes holiday shopping stress-free and joyful with thousands of one-of-a-kind gifts you can't find anywhere else. You'll discover presents that feel meaningful and personal, never rushed or last minute. Uncommon Goods looks for products that are high quality, unique, and often handmade or made in the U.S. Many are crafted by independent artists and small businesses, so every gift feels special and thoughtfully chosen. For example, I just got a Miami Dolphins whiskey board that fits my bar perfectly in my basement with four glasses for tasters when friends come over. Uncommon Goods has something for everyone, from moms and dads to kids and teens, from book lovers and sports fans to foodies, mixologists, and gardeners. You'll find unforgettable gifts that are anything but ordinary. Every purchase you make at Uncommon Goods, they give back $1 to a nonprofit partner of your choice. They've donated more than $3.1 million to date. So don't wait. Make this holiday the year you give something truly unforgettable. To get 15% off your next gift, go to uncommongoods.com/earlybreak. That's uncommongoods.com/earlybreak for 15% off. Don't miss out on this limited time offer. Uncommon Goods, we're all out of the ordinary.
Your own item.
That's what I picked up.
Yeah, I've never heard this before.
Why wouldn't you? Think about it. You have someone going somewhere. Hey, listen, I'm going to hand this over.
Extras.
Yeah. The Springer family, Kim, is unbelievable. She's an unbelievable cook, and she sends food back, and it's like prepared. There's like side dishes and sauces.
Okay, my question would be, how long have you done this procedure for taking Tupperware to Friendsgiving?
That's somewhat new, okay. But we've done it with the Springers, but then also every time Gigi... And I will text Gigi when she's over at the Springer house, like, what's going on around the kitchen? What do you see? And she'll text me back. I'll send her.
Give me the scoop.
She goes, well, I got some of this, some of that.
Is Laura okay with all this?
She's okay with it. Yes. I'm very upfront about it. Yes.
Because Laura does keep them. She cooks.
Yeah,
right?
She's great. Yeah, she's awesome. Yeah.
I'd say the bars might be called the Revel bars.
Revel bars.
Revel bars.
Yeah, they're bars. They're okay. That's what. Yes.
Well, I will say those were remarkable.
Well, she's listening, so she says thank you.
Yeah.
If you want to bring in, if she could bring in those bars and also a Texas sheet cake tomorrow, it'd be very much appreciated. Yes.
She could.
What is a Texas sheet cake?
Also, if she wants to make them, I can drive down to Cortland and meet her. And
halfway.
Meet you in Cortland.
Meet at Treads.
We'll meet at Treads Tires.
Go see Ron.
We'll go see Ron Preston. We'll have exchange the sheet cake, and I'll bring it back.
Go send Treads
in the parking lot.
But have something.
Someone says, unnamed texture says, Mike, growing up, my friend always requested my mom's rainbow bars. They're a sweet bar with chocolate and marshmallows, among other things. Now my kids' friends always request my wife and I to make rainbow bars for them.
Well, Chris Pujols' mom made Special K bars, and they had a chocolate top to them, and they were kind of a Rice Krispie, but it's a little different. And she, every time I came back to Pender for the next 30 years, she made them for me.
God.
So every time she
had the rest,
Chris would tell her, "Hey, you know, Bill's going to be in town this weekend. Oh, no problem." And then she would come up like to the bar with a box with a pan of Rice Krispie bars for me of Special K bars.
Regarding the Tupperware situation, Corey says, this makes perfect sense, Bill. People are always trying to unload food when they host, but they're hesitant to lose their Tupperware. So bring your own.
Send your
help
own.
Help them out. You help them
it's
out.
That's a really good idea.
Yeah,
that's a Ritz truck.
Yeah, when you start sending stuff on your own, hey, then you have the opportunity to take it back. What do I do? No, just send it over.
No, it's kind of genius. You have some good ideas.
Thanks, Steve.
I'm serious. That's a good idea. People are always looking to unload food.
They are, but they want to give away their Tupperware, though. You bring your own, you help them out.
We got a bunch of meatloaf I wasn't even counting on. That was incredible also.
Do you have extra food at your house right now?
Oh, it's about gone. Everything's gone.
Yeah,
so if anybody wants, we're about done.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's all out.
I was picking through Trixie's yesterday.
Bill, the headline one more time, please.
Yeah, I got it right here. Thanks, Jake.
Cool Parenting Tips Thursday.
Appreciate that very much.
You're welcome.
When it comes to food preparation, have your separation.
Have something.
Yeah, have something.
Have something.
Have your go. What do you do?
Right.
Well, you don't have anything, Steve?
No.
Nothing.
Nothing.
And you really can't say, what do you do? I do burgers. No.
You
got to have
that.
Something. That This is what he's known for.
Yeah, like
this is his deal.
A recipe.
Yes.
That is Bill's Throw, sponsored by Dinert Contracting. It's time to play the game show. Give us a call right now at 464-568-5. Your chance to win a business box of bagels to Bagels and Joe. Something happened yesterday for the first time since 2008. That is a non-SEC team on top of the recruiting rankings. USC earns that honor. So I thought we'd go back to 2008, the year that they had that it happened. So the 2008 college football recruiting class, I will give you the player's name. You tell me what school they went to.
Okay. Might be interesting. Might be interesting.
These are not bust. These are players that every, you should know. These
okay.
Names, at least.
Okay. Here we go.
Fun one. Let's get a caller.
I think you know the 2008 college football recruiting class. Call us right now at 464-5685. Shut up, Sipple. Starts right now.
We've all been there. You're listening to the radio, and then that rage starts to grow inside of you. It starts to consume you. It gets to a point where you just want to yell, "Shut up, Sipple!" No, sorry. I'm sorry. Well, here's your chance. It's time to shut up, Sipple. Call now to play 464-5685. Shut up, Sipple. Brought to you by Bagels and Joe.
464-5685. Call the Dick Down Sip and Bill in trivia. The record 1-2 on the week.
Okay.
39-26-1 overall. But you have to feel okay about this topic, right? Today, the
08. Yeah, we should have a chance.
Recruiting.
Don't feel good about 1-2, though.
Yeah. It's a big day for
Bill, you were where in 2008?
Utah State.
Utah State.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
We have.
You're paying attention, though.
James, how do you feel about the 2008 college football recruiting class?
Oh, probably okay.
All right, Bill, a lifeline
James,
for one question as always.
James, this is James.
This is James.
We know James very well.
Hey, what's going on?
Hi, James. Nice to hear.
Hey, what's going on, Seth?
Not much. Nice to hear your voice again. Yes. It's been a while.
All right, James, first question. Oh, go ahead, James.
James has the window down.
No-bake cookies,
he says. That's a good one for Bill's idea here.
What are they called?
No-bake cookies. They're very good.
Very good, they are.
All right, James, first question to you. What school did number 5 overall player receiver A.J. Green commit to and play at from the 2008 class?
Georgia.
Yeah.
He sounded
annoyed.
Georgia. Annoyed him.
God, A.J. Green was a beauty, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was good.
Big receiver.
Star for the Bengals for a while.
Big, long strider. Yeah.
Yes. All right, Sip, first question, down 1-0. What school did number 8 overall player defensive back Patrick Peterson commit to and play at from the 2008 class?
I got this one, Bill. The Bayou Bengal Tigers. LSU.
Who's going to make you say LSU? The Bayou Bengal Tigers wasn't enough?
It was good.
I mean, stop.
It was good.
I mean, you were. I'm like, stop.
I would have given
it
to you.
These are our wheelhouse.
Yeah.
These are our wheelhouse.
Yes.
Back to you, James, for the lead last question. What school did number 22 overall player quarterback Dane Crist commit to and play at from the 2008 class?
Dane Crist. Wisconsin?
Yep.
No.
Oh! Thought it was Wisconsin, so I don't know, Bill.
I'm pretty sure I don't know. I'm going to pass.
Let's pass.
Can I say the answer now? We're passing.
Yeah.
Was it Notre Dame?
It was Notre Dame.
No!
But he passed. It was Notre Dame.
I would have not passed. I had it.
I think you guys will get this, though, for the win.
Oh.
I feel very confident you guys will get this right. For the win, what school did number 51 overall player quarterback E.J. Manuel commit to and play up in the 2008 class?
Go ahead.
Lay up.
James, it's not your question.
James, why did you do that?
Oh, sorry.
It's okay. We knew it.
Yeah, Florida
State. We listened to it.
Brilliant.
James answered it for you. You had it right anyways, but
we knew
Florida State is correct. James, thanks for calling in. We'll get you back
with
the call down the road, James.
2-2. Gives us a chance tomorrow, Steve.
Yep.
That was a fun game, Jake.
Thank you.
I'd like to do that again.
We'll do that again.
Yeah, that was fun.
And we got 40 wins now.
Yeah.
You do. This is for Bill for the tiebreaker before we get to break. What recruiting ranking was Nebraska's 2008 class per Rivals at the time?
19.
Were they better than 19th or worse than 19th?
Good... I barely missed it, I'm saying.
Yeah, you barely missed it. 17.
17th on the dot is correct.
Brilliant. Good job.
They had 29 commits compared to this year's 10.
Just 29 and 08, 10
this year.
His app says there's only 10.
Yeah, that's facts. That is factual comment.
And that's
right?
Also one of the reasons also why USC is number one. They're still number one. It counts. I get that. But they had 35. So you're going to have, when you have that sort of numbers, you have no chance. You can, I believe that Nebraska could have went with 10 5-stars and not been the top.
Yeah, probably not.
But
Sean explained it well yesterday.
He did. It's all debits and credits.
So here we are.
Tupperware.
We've got 40 wins, 40, 26 and runs.
And a chance at a winning week tomorrow.
Yep, got a chance.
We kind of rerided ourselves.
A little bit. Do the same game again.
Tomorrow, the exact same one.
Was E.J. Manuel, by the way? How low?
51.
51. Okay.
That class was not very good. There's a lot of no names end up in that class.
You'll be shocked 50. Sometimes you go back through and see them. Like, wow.
Did Dane Crist ever become anything?
Yeah, he started Notre Dame.
Did he start
for at least 1 year, 2 years? Yes.
You just go back and look. You go think about which quarterback got the most attention, 4 years ago? It was the quarterback that was going to the whole Florida, and then the NIL got screwed up. And then he went to Arizona State, then he went to Georgia. Then he went to Sacramento State. And I mean, and never played, never panned out anywhere. Mm. And he was whatever the top one or two quarterbacks, and it was a huge deal. Can't remember his name. Remember, it was a scandal. People got fired over the deal. All kinds of stuff.
Yeah, think about that. We'll bring that name when we come back. Hour three is next. An early break in the ticket.
Fall calls for comfort. Mack Weldon's got essentials designed for cool days and timeless style. Their new Ace line combines comfort with sophisticated looks. Go to MackWeldon.com for 20% off your first order of $125 or more with code MACK25.